eaters. They like to get deep. Drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat. Damn. She took a look, missing with the chill out. Now she says she's in 3D. Wow. I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a mission. I get some. Yo. Welcome back to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and I know I've been slacking, but charge it to my head and not my heart. So let's get right into it. As you all know, and we are still mourning together, I want to say rest in peace to Take Off through an unfortunate murder that is still being investigated. He has lost his life. And one thing I'm going to say is this man was not doing nothing to nobody. He was minding his business. He was out of town with his cousin and label mate Quavo. They were invited to a birthday party, and some arguments took place. Next thing you know, they're saying in the reports that it was friendly fire, but they're still investigating. And they said that when they find out something, they'll let people know. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. There was a lot of people at that party. Somebody knows something. Just come forward, man. An innocent man lost his life. His family got to mourn. His friends. Everybody that loved him. They deserve peace as well. You know, the Migos is one of my favorite groups. They were just celebrating their CD, Infinity Links. He had a funeral this weekend. A lot of celebs came out. Quavo and Offset had a touching speech. And at the funeral, they kind of put their their pride aside, and they really talked about reconnecting, because they were at odds. They were definitely at odds. And the group was dismantled because of it. So there were definitely allegations of why the group was dismantled, but you know, Quavo said it was loyalty. I mean, disloyalty, I'm sorry. So I say all that to say this. For anybody that you love, whether y'all on good terms or bad terms, let that stuff go. Life is too short. You never know your time nor the hour. I know that's a saying that people use, but it's so true. Put that pride aside. Put that ego aside. Sometimes people's egos be so strong, they don't even think about talking nothing out. They just react off anger. They frustrated. They don't even be thinking. Now, also, when it comes to Take Off, there's been a lot of things said about the family that invited him down there, and that's the Prince family. And they sent their well wishes to the funeral. It was a small, they did a small little, it was a small little, not, I wouldn't call it a memorial, but they they had some flowers and they put a little rest in peace takeoff sign. It was real small. They didn't come to the funeral. That was kind of weird. Could at least pay your respects. But so because that family brought them down there, you know, a lot of people have been looking at it like, what's going on? And not only are people looking at the family, it's specific people in the family. Because it was Jazz Prince's birthday. But then Jazz Prince Jr. was there also. Now, Jay Prince, the father, he was not there. But because that's his son's, it's a family situation. Now, like I said, the police said they're investigating. And they're going to do their thing. But we need whoever did it, whoever killed Takeoff, we need that man in bracelets. And they, people can say they don't know nothing. Somebody knows something. So come forward. I know it's eating you up at night. Go ahead, do your thing. Now, in other news, like I said, I'm going to let this go. But once again, rest in peace. Take off. Sending condolences to your family. And now you're going to be looking down on us, watching over us as one of our angels. Love. Now, let's talk about music. So, a lot of you know that Drake's album dropped. It was called Her Loss. His album with 21 Savage. Now, on the day his album dropped, it got met with some controversy. And the reason why his album got met with some controversy was because he had a couple of bars off the album go viral, and it made a lot of people mad. One of the bars, he said that Serena's husband is a groupie. Now, a lot of people don't know he used to date Serena. So a lot of people thinking that, you know, he might be a little jealous. But her husband, you know, he fired back and let him know. He like, look here, dog. I love to be a groupie for my wife and my daughter. The biggest groupie there is, because, I mean, he's supporting his peoples. Why not? But Drake also had a line on the album, on the song Circo Loco, where he talked about she getting shots, but she a stallion. Now, a couple of his label friends, like Yachty and some other people, they were caping, and they were saying how he wasn't talking about Meg Thee Stallion getting shot. Now, he's saying that he was talking about a girl getting booty shots. But then he also had a bar that said she went to school, but she's still dumb. No, she graduated, but she's still dumb. And it was like, now, that'll hit a little home because she did graduate from a school recently. So, you know, Meg took to Twitter, and she told him, she said, y'all rappers are corny. All y'all male rappers are corny. And I just find it interesting because out of nowhere, he's taking shots at her. Now, his friends could say that it wasn't about her all they want, but it was definitely about her. And the sad part about it is, she's battling in court right now. She's about to go to court for that alleged shooting. So it's already a sensitive subject. Why would you even be playing with it like that? So, and I really feel like the album is doing well. So it didn't hurt the album sales, but out of all the tracks you could have led with, why would you leave with that one? But I guess that's what he wanted it to do. He wanted to have all this controversy around the record. And it definitely had a lot of controversy around the record, you know? Like, it was even a bar he had in there where even Ice Spice took a shot at her when he said, "You a 10, but I'd rather hear your music on mute." She was excited by it because, you know, she got a shout out. But that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know what he's dealing with, but he definitely had a lot to get off his chest this album. He wasn't holding back. He felt like calling people out. It's just something I'm not saying he really don't do, but it's just like, for what? To call out certain women for what? It's just like, what's your issue with them? But it is what it is. But like I said, shout out to 21. You know, the album, it's okay. A lot of people been saying they love the whole album. That's them. I didn't like the whole album. I might have liked about half of it. You know, half the album is good. I don't think it's a banger, but you know, like I said, shout out to 21. But you know, Drake been on his corny stuff. I'm telling you, like, he just do too much, man. Like, I don't know what it is. It might be the braids or the fake BBL he got, or I don't know, man. He be on some other stuff. He need to chill out. But you know, sometimes when you really think about it, and I'm not in his shoes, but I'm just trying to think how he would think. He's had a lot of times where a lot of the ladies that he really wanted, they curved him. So I don't know if he's feeling like this is get back or what, or this helps him, you know, just keep moving, you know. But yeah, I'm glad for the double album though. I'm glad they did it. I do wish that 21 Savage would have had more tracks on the album. I really do. Cause you know, it just seemed like Drake was in his diary just letting the pen fly. But it's all good. It's all good. Now, as we off that, Kyrie Irving. Now, for a lot of people don't know, Kyrie Irving, he's in some hot water, not only with the Nets, but just the NBA. He's been dealt a very unfair hand. And the reason why I say that is because a reporter really got on his back about, it was a movie clip that he shared on his page, and the reporter was just kept harassing him about it. And it was called From Hebrews to Negroes. And for one, they already got a weird title, but you know. And the reporter kept asking him, "Are you anti-Semitic?" And he kept saying, "I'm not anti-Semitic." Now, the weird thing about this movie is that once the situation started with him and that reporter, the movie sales jumped up. And to rent the movie, it was even more. Now, they were saying that there were anti-Semitic moments in the movie. That's what they've been saying. But Kyrie felt like he wasn't doing nothing wrong. Now, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, wanted him to apologize. But Kyrie, at first he said he wasn't apologizing. So then they started telling him, oh, we got a long list of stuff we need you to do before you come back in the league. They said he had to send a $500,000 donation to the Anti-Defamation League. He had to meet with the NBA. He had to meet with the Jewish counselor. He had to go to mental health training. It was just all this stuff stacked against him and a 5-day suspension. So they wanted all that to be done before he could go back into the league. And they took away his Nike deal. So he definitely been in some hot water. But what I can tell you is, man, he ended up apologizing, but as of right now, he's still serving that suspension. And we'll see where it goes from there. Now, as far as brother Kanye goes, I read an article where they said that even though his deal is done with Nike, they still owe him some profit money from even after the deal was done. He had a clause in the contract where they still owe him some money. They haven't decided what that amount is, but that's what I heard, that they owe him a little bit of money. So we'll see. We'll definitely see that. But that's what that is. And yeah. Now, I'm going to leave y'all with that. But one thing that I will say as I close out this episode is that just keep loving yourself. You know, a lot of people be lost trying to be somebody else. Just be you. You were made to be you. Don't be nobody else. If nobody told you to love y'all today, I love y'all. Talk to you later.